Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 19th of July, recording at 8:20 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, my goodness, what an exciting day this is. There's so much going on here. A seminal day, perhaps, in some respects, definitely. And first, a quick review of what happened here. Asian stock markets, mostly a bit steadier. Europe, big gains. And that's all because of big gains on the street and what Bernanke said, and I will come back to that in a moment, but complete the review. Government bonds all rallied. The US dollar is down. Having had shown earlier gains in the day, this is quite a turnaround, producing a key day reversal on at least the US dollar index. And precious metals rebounded from early weakness, and the industrial metals also rebounded from earlier weakness. Oil still down, though, more follow through, and following an upside failed break, and that hasn't done stock markets any harm. And natural gas is firmer in here today. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, first I've got to mention the Bernanke comment. He really came out and basically hinted that maybe interest rates had gone up enough, and that you'll be able to read the whole statement because I've posted it. It's already up on Comment of the Day. And if one was being unkind, one would say that, well, Bernanke blinked. As far as the inflation fighting is concerned in here. And the point I made yesterday, in yesterday's audio, was that for absolutely certain, there's one thing we could be sure that the White House and the Fed and the Treasury would feel most strongly about, and that was that they would not want to see a softening U.S. economy, which they definitely are seeing, and also an appreciating U.S. dollar. So Bernanke's comments at a stroke produced a downside key day reversal for the U.S. dollar index, and that's bound to look similar on a number of the other currency exchange rates for the dollar. So, and that comment has produced a humongous rally on Wall Street. The Dow is currently up 224, that's over 2%, and we're showing similar gains, nearly as strong gains on the S&P, up nearly 24 and up 40 on the NASDAQ composite indices. So those are producing upward dynamics here, indicating support above or near the June reaction lows for various different indices. The only dramatic exception to that is the NASDAQ, which had been so weak leading on the way down, but which had broken well below its June low. But that, again, that's got an upward dynamic in here today. I actually had some tail yesterday on the sell-off. In other words, it didn't hold the sell-off or recouped most of it. So, my view is that this has put certainly at least a short-term floor under the markets. One shouldn't assume that it's any more than a short-term floor because we're still within this medium-term correction phase. But this does shift the emphasis from sideways to lower in the short term to sideways to higher in the short term. And these stock markets would require a countermanding shock producing a countermanding downward dynamic to put them back under pressure once again. My best guess at this stage, I mean, I don't like to ignore upward dynamics, but my best guess, and I'm not, my best guess is that we'll see a bit of a rally in here, and then we may well see that peter out fairly quickly, and markets just sort of get bogged down in a trading range. And we still can't assume, or I'm reluctant to assume, that the region of those June lows will hold. In other words, I think we'll at least see it retested. Let's put it that way. But again, this is a breaking situation, and if other central banks come out and echo Bernanke's sentiments, that would surprise me. But if the ECB did, and so on, it would be important. I would say that they're scared. They don't want much in the way of a slowdown, and certainly that's the case of the U.S. And it's a big fish, the big fish in the pond here. So what happens as far as U.S. monetary policy is concerned is clearly going to be quite significant. Now, I've maintained all along that this was nothing more than a medium-term correction, that it was not a bear market, although there have certainly been plenty of bearish comments bandied about, or plenty of comments that we were in a bear market, and indeed a severe bear market. There's an interesting report from Merrill Lynch survey of fund managers saying that they were more bearish than at any time in a number of years. I think possibly since 9/11. Can that be true? Better check it out. It's posted, and certainly is a contrary indicator. And we also know the background of these markets, that valuations are really quite attractive, even if you allow for some major profit disappointments occurring over the next year or so. As I've said before, I think a fair amount of that is factored into what we have already seen on the downside. So overall, tomorrow we can expect some pretty strong rallies in Asia, and the Europe, well, that'll be very interesting. I would expect firm action there as well. Now, on the bonds have been down the two previous days. So with Bernanke talking about the economy or interest rates possibly having done enough, and he mentioned that rates that had already occurred, that it would take a while for that to feed through, the rate hikes that had already occurred would take a while for the impact would feed through in terms of economic data. Fair enough, that's an accurate comment, but markets are choosing to view that as maybe a hint that inflation is not going to be a problem here in the short term, and they're probably right in that conclusion. We would see those inflationary pressures subside somewhat in the not too distant months ahead. So, again, interesting. Now let me move on, but I don't think we're going to get any major rally in these government bond markets. I just don't think the patterns of the environment overall can support that, as I've said so many times. Now, the dollar, that's a more interesting point here. Let's pick this up, and I mentioned the downside key day reversal, and I'm just going to put up a chart of the euro, if I can talk and type at the same time, and not so well, so here we go, but managed to succeed. Yep, we've got an upside key day reversal on the euro, and just like the US dollar index, which I didn't mention when I put that chart up, but not only did we get the key, but the key also really signaled an upside failure beneath some overhead resistance. In other words, it had broken up a high that we had seen above a high we had seen in June. And so if we look at it the other way around, the euro broke down beneath its June low today, couldn't maintain it, and then moved back up, and is completing the day with an upside key day reversal. So that will get some follow through almost certainly. And in other words, we're going to see the dollar come under pressure here again for at least the short term. Now, you know my view. I was saying that the dollar gonna be ranging activity, and also when the crisis mentality is evident in the markets, that tends to lead to some bolt hole retreat to the US dollar. Not least because American investors bring so much capital home, American global investors. That certainly is a major factor, and then people want the liquid, the highly liquid currency, and so on. But I think that crisis mentality has certainly peaked in the short term. It's peaked in the short term for two reasons. One, price of crude oil has had an upside failure, and also with the Arab League criticizing Hezbollah, we have a situation where even though this nasty business in Lebanon and the shelling of Israeli cities is going to continue for a while, no doubt, and even though some Israeli troops are moving into Lebanon, no great surprise there, that there's no evidence that this incident is going to escalate beyond Israel, the Palestinian regions, and Lebanon, at least for the short term. I mean, this is a kind of a sort of a festering sore that's going to go on being a problem, no doubt, for many more years, unfortunately. But the big issue here, as far as the markets are concerned, is the situation going to deteriorate markedly? And my guess is no. Not at this time. And with markets, in terms of market psychology, markets will adjust very rapidly to a shock and what is perceived to be a crisis or a potential crisis. But as I've often said with past various different shocks and unpleasant surprises for markets, for that to continue to be an influencing factor, the situation has to be becoming progressively worse on almost a day-by-day basis. And I would argue that that is not the case with this Israeli-Palestinian Hezbollah conflict. So that's contained. Oil price comes down, and then there is that communique coming out of G8 that I had mentioned previously. And again, I've posted a link to that as well here today. So that's taken the heat off in terms of oil prices. So that lends some support to stock markets and even a wee bit of support to government bond markets. Now, with the dollar coming off in here today, you say that galvanized the precious metals markets, which, as you know, the background of that, they had the contagion sell-off, big decline occurring in May, and then they bottomed in June and staged a very impressive rebound, particularly gold and platinum. They had the best of the recoveries, got within certainly sight of the highs, if not exactly testing them. Then a downside key day reversal that we saw in gold a short while ago. I can't remember whether it was Monday or Friday. It must have been Friday. And it had been falling progressively. And if I take gold here today, for instance, it's lost at 643.65. That's up 10.60 in the after-hours trading. And it had been down as low as 617.90 earlier today. So down over 10, now up over 10. And silver has really swung around as well. Got down to, I think, 11, I beg your pardon, about 10.46, I think, earlier today. That's a September silver. And then now back to 11.17. So that's a very good upward move. And I would think if you get any evidence of follow through dollar weakness tomorrow, and I believe we will, that you'll see these precious metals firm in here against that background. Now, you know, I haven't been trading because I have had that operation. I cut down my activity on that and said this time I need some quiet emotional time from trading as well. It's exciting enough just doing the analysis in here, and then I'm going away on the 29th for our annual sort of summer holiday. So I didn't want to be opening new positions here overall, but I do still hold some gold and silver futures, as most subscribers will probably be aware, and I'm quite content to hang on to those positions. Those are trading positions, but I'm there are very few occasions when I don't actually own some gold or silver, and I also have some palladium in the precious metal sector, and those very few occasions are when the prices run ahead too rapidly and I'll jam up stops and eventually get shaken out, and then when the reaction occurs I'll buy back in again. It's that type of activity overall. Okay, and what else to mention here? I think I covered the that oil price. I mean, my hunch is, given the communique that we've seen and given the upside failure, you remember that a number of you who have attended the chart seminar TCS, remember that rule of thumb from TCS that a failed breakout from a recognizable trading range very often is followed by a retest of the opposite side of the pattern at least. So it wouldn't surprise me if oil dipped down to 70 and a little below temporarily. Well, it's not that far off it now, 72, 75. But I don't think it will last. And as I've said in comment of the day, that oil market is only one seasonal hurricane heading towards the Gulf of Mexico installations, oil installations, a breakdown of some major refinery somewhere, and that sort of thing does happen periodically. So it's only that small development away from rebounding once again and probably extending its overall upward trend. Read what Timothy Guinness has to say about oil. And remember, he's a very, very conservative spokesman. He, I think, quite consciously errs on the side of caution, which is no bad thing for a very, very good fund manager, which he certainly is. Okay, I think I've gone on long enough, but big excitement, and no doubt we'll get a bit more tomorrow. So meanwhile, all the best to all of you.